We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building today.
The creator of Catfish.
Creator of Catfish. Goes by the name of Neef. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Neef. Yeah, I like that with an F though. Neef. That's cool.
I got it from Charlamagne. I was Neef.
You never heard me say no Neef. Neef was a rapper from Philadelphia.
And you know Charlamagne can't pronounce things.
Oh yeah, Charlamagne can't pronounce nothing.
Now you are the creator of Catfish, right?
That's you could
right
say title. That. I like to joke that Catfish created me.
Right.
Because you indeed got catfished.
That's right.
You turned a negative into a positive.
You could say that, or you're going straight for the inspirational stuff. This guy, God is great. This guy, he goes to sleep, he wakes up, inspirational.
So you even coined the term catfish?
That's right.
And so does that mean anytime somebody uses it, it's trademarked?
Yeah, in fact, I'm keeping tabs right now. You guys have already said it 3 times. So
how much do we owe?
Just you have to promote it, that's all. And you're doing a good job of that, so we're even, we're square.
No, is it really trademarked though?
No, I don't think. No,
oh, get
I don't.
It.
I don't know that you can do that. I mean, I can. You know, you can't. You can't use catfish in regards to a show about online relationships, mm-hmm. obviously. Wow. But it's a word now. It's in the dictionary, so anyone can use it. I mean,
and catfish, I guess, always existed. It's not like
right. In fact, yeah. I mean, it's not like we invented a new word. We added a definition to the dictionary.
But that's what rappers do. I mean, rappers do like woe. Woe has always been a word, but right. Now it means homies.
Oh, really?
Yes. Instead of sorrow and depression.
Oh, wow. Not like the exclamation, whoa, but
no,
like the
like,
word whoa as in sorrow.
No, it means whoa as in homies. Like,
right.
You my whoa.
Wow.
Are these my woes?
Okay.
But it's short for woady, of course, right?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Now, why did you use the catfish in terms of being catfished online?
Well, that was because we heard a story when we were making the documentary Catfish about fishermen taking cod from one coast to another, and well, I guess it wouldn't make sense. Yeah, it was from Alaska to China, and over the course of the weeks in these giant sort of containers under these ships, the cod would get lazy,
okay.
And so their muscles would soften and they would become less tasty. Mm-hmm. And so some fisherman was like, well, let's figure out a way to fix this. So why don't we put some catfish in the tanks with the cod, and the catfish will chase the cod, keep them moving, keep them fresh.
Keep them fit.
And in life, there are people who do that. There are people who kind of keep us guessing and, mm-hmm. you know, keep nipping at our fins. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but without them, life would be a little or a lot less interesting.
Wow.
Now, what's this I heard about you being in a relationship with a dolphin, speaking of all this fish?
A relationship.
Oh, really? You guys, you want to talk about that?
You took a picture with a dolphin?
Yeah. Well, I went to a really cool facility where they study and train dolphins. And yeah,
really into fish, Neve.
Yeah, and that's funny. I guess I am. Although, you know, dolphins are mammals. They're not fish.
Okay, so they're like us, just underwater.
Exactly.
Got you.
That's exactly right. In fact, they're very, very smart. I mean, I know everyone sort of knows that, but I was amazed to learn just how smart they are.
So why are people mad at you for taking a picture with one?
Well, you know, because I understand, and I agree to a large extent, that you know, no animal should be in captivity. However, I just feel like certain people do really good things with animals, and some people do bad things. This is a place that does, you know, really great work with dolphins and educating people about them, like myself, so that now I can go and be an advocate on behalf of dolphins everywhere.
I mean, as long as you're not sticking your penis in the dolphin's hole, you
that's something fine. People do, you know.
No,
no, no, no, no. That's true. Dolphins are one of the only other few mammals that have sex for pleasure.
Really?
That's a known fact.
So you
and
had sex with a dolphin?
I did not have. I want to make it very clear. I did not have sex with a dolphin. No, but there is a strange community of people that do engage in sexual activity with dolphins.
Really?
And
yes.
You studied this?
I did not study this. I've just heard about it. And I think it was even rumored that pirates and seamen back in the day when they spent months
semen.
And months.
That's what
well,
semen came
right,
from.
Right.
That's semen. The term seamen came from.
You know, spending yes. months and months out on the open seas, if they came across a dolphin, because it was mostly men on board, you know, that was the closest I guess they could get to some poom-poom? Is that
poom,
the
poom,
term?
Yeah.
Well, no, technically that's not poom-poom, because poom, well, yeah, you're right. It's dolphin poom-poom.
You're hanging around Charlemagne too
well,
much,
I guess that
I
would smell fishy no matter what you do. So.
You think you think animals even know they're in captivity, though, like with dolphins? Because, I mean, they get to be in the water and, you know.
I mean, it's a good
Can
question.
Can we talk about
it's
catfish
good
now?
Yeah, sure,
okay,
sure.
Okay, no more dolphins.
Goodness gracious, yeah. Enough about sex with dolphins.
Okay. Is catfish real?
Yeah, man. I mean, you don't have to ask me. Charlemagne will
he
tell
lies
you
all the time. We rather yeah.
that's
you.
True.
No, don't believe me because I work for MTV, so they think I'm lying. But catfish is
I think
360%
real. 360%. What is that?
What is 360%?
A circle. 360%. It's a large percentage of realness.
Isn't it 380 degrees?
No, it's 360.
360. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Okay. No, you know what's interesting? I mean, look, everybody's you see things on TV and you mm-hmm. assume that there's production behind it and that people are told what to do and things are reshot and that's because in many cases. It's the way it is. I mean, people aren't necessarily always as interesting as we make them look on television. But what's great about my show and what I think makes it different and certainly more valuable as a kind of cultural conversation is that we're not making this stuff up. Mm-hmm. People are doing these things. They're living these lives. They're getting involved in these crazy situations. And we're just turning cameras on and seeing, you know, what happens when we bring these people together finally.
It happened to you, right?
Yeah, and it happened to me.
So what happened? What was your story? How did you get catfished?
My story was that I was living in New York. I was taking a lot of photographs of dance. And I got a message from a little 8-year-old girl who said she saw my pictures on my website and was learning how to paint and was curious if she could use my photos as the subject of her little watercolor paintings. So I thought that was adorable.
Harmless. Right?
Yeah, really sweet. So, and then immediately I got a
to the 8-year-old
Well, wait,
girl.
So I got a message from the 8-year-old girl. No, I know. And I
Would
replied.
You like some cookies?
Yeah.
Hurry up, Tiger.
And then her mom emailed me and I was like, okay, cool. So her mom knows that she reached out to me.
I'm
right.
In contact with an 8-year-old girl I don't know.
Right. No, agree. So right away it was very, you know, so it was kosher.
You notice and, how Tiger met Kylie Jenner just like this.
Tiger?
Yes, the rapper.
Oh, man, I'm way behind. I just assumed you meant Tiger Woods.
No, Tiger the rapper.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so we start corresponding, and then, you know, months go by, and I'm talking to this now 8-year-old girl. I'm talking to her mom. I'm talking to the babysitter. Everyone's friending me on Facebook. And eventually I meet her older sister, Megan, who was 19 at the time I was 23.
You didn't meet her, though.
Well, no, right. That's right. We became Facebook friends. All digital. They lived really, really far north in Michigan, like on the border of Canada, basically. Mm-hmm. And we start chatting and talking and texting, and that turns into phone calls. And before I know it, after like 4 or 5 months, I'm having this very kind of flirtatious...
Phone sex.
Well, not Whoa. Phone sex in the traditional
this
sense.
This is not the 8-year-old either. This is the mom.
This is
older sister.
No, no, no. This is the middle sister. No, the, yeah, the okay. middle sister.
Gotcha.
We you know, we're talking about things, not, you know, moaning and groaning, but okay. We're
no masturbation on the phone.
No, no, definitely
like,
not.
How big is your penis? You like, oh, just big.
No, but we weren't talking specifically about my penis.
Okay.
But we are now. so if you want to ask any questions, I'm happy to answer them. But no, we were sending each other some pictures. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sending like cell phone pics, but I had a friend who had taken photos of me, like artistic sort of nude portraits.
You sent nude portraits?
Yeah. Well, no.
You were sending pics, Neve.
It wasn't a pic. It was an artsy pic. Okay.
You had like a rose in your mouth, like George Stanza
exactly.
on Seinfeld.
Exactly. You know, there was shadows and light, and you know, okay. I think there may have
been some artistic nude pics.
Yeah, in fact, and you guys will get a kick out of this, and it's pretty embarrassing and funny. But in one photo, I was actually covering. I was covering my crotch region with a stuffed like deer head, with antlers and everything.
Like
yeah, well, right, yeah, stag.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
All right.
Anyway, so finally, after 9 months total of me talking to all these people, I was like, okay. We need to go meet this girl because I'm kind of about to fall in love with her. I want to maybe see if there's something real here.
Right. You know the whole
after
family already.
Right,
pictures.
Right. And so we went to Michigan. We sort of showed up, surprised them. And instead of finding 14 different people whom I had been talking to and G-chatting with and emailing and texting, it was turned out to just be this one woman. She was, I think, like 39 or 40, married with three kids. Mm. And had a lot of free time on her hands.
Right.
Clearly.
And was sort of trapped in her small town in Michigan and had dreams of being an artist and moving to New York. And so she lived sort of this life out.
She gave you her address?
Yeah, because we were sending things to each other too. Like she would send me paintings as the little girl, and then I would send her like a birthday gift and a thank you note, like things like that. You
didn't
expect
you to pop up being extreme.
No, she never, right, because she really lived like in the sticks. Like,
and you must have had nothing to do to be communicating with 14 different people.
I had free time. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. I was also, searching, soul searching.
thank God for catfish.
Yeah, I mean, look, really,
you met her?
I met her. It was very interesting and emotional, and rather than getting upset and, you know, sort of, I guess, what would be the right term for that, like
lashing
blowing
out.
Someone up or,
yeah,
I don't know,
up
yeah,
spot.
Right, blowing up her spot, I listened to what she had to say. We were very compassionate. She had an interesting story. She turns out she married her husband who had two very, very sick, mentally handicapped twin sons who weren't expected to live this long, but now they're in their teenagers, and she takes care of them full time. So she had to give up her career, and she just has this incredible story. So we put it into a film, and the film came out, and people saw it, and then I started getting emails from other people who were getting crazy stories like mine, and that's how we got here.
And then you hollered at the OG Bob Pittman one time.
That's right.
And what happened?
Well, I don't know how does Bob Pittman come into this?
Didn't he help you get the show on TV?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Was it? Yeah, it was.
How did you meet Bob Pittman?
Well, so my parents know Bob Pittman from New York, from some social sort of circles, I guess, scene.
Well, you didn't grow up in Harlem, then.
No, I didn't. and then when we had a rough cut of the film, we were trying to get it to other filmmakers to find producers. Mm-hmm. And the Pittmans put us in touch with the Jareckis, who are friends of theirs. And Andrew Jarecki, along with his friend Mark Smerling, made a great documentary called Capturing the Freedmans. Which you should all see.
Is that a slave movie?
No. That's funny. No, it's not. And so when they saw the rough cut, they were like, wow, we love this. We want to work with you guys.
Wow.
Now, one thing I noticed, you know, doing the show is you really care about these people that are being catfished. Why?
The people who are being catfished? Yeah. I think I care about both sides equally.
Well, he was in the middle.
Yeah,
he understands.
Right.
He cares about the people that are being catfished, but he also cares about the people that are doing the catfishing.
He cares about people.
I guess I do care about people. I mean, I'm very interested in people. Mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by just the decisions we make, the mistakes we make, and how we turn those decisions and mistakes into
people getting
something good.
It's fascinating. Like Manti Te'o, we were fascinated by that story.
They took y'all show to another level.
Yeah, that was crazy. Scenario. That was crazy.
Because you're like, in real life, this is not somebody that you would think has a problem meeting women and, you know... Then next thing you know, he's doing all this stuff. He has his fake girlfriend, a whole thing.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people have secrets. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily bad secrets, but we have issues we deal with that we don't want people to know about. And so I'm not going to speak to Manti Te'o, but I know that on the show a lot, people oftentimes are questioning their sexuality. They're not sure how to deal with their feelings. And so they go online because it's this sort of safe place to try things out and to meet people and pretend you're something else or talk in a way you wouldn't talk in real life. And that ends up being what sadly causes a lot of relationships to get off on the wrong foot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also but keeps me employed.
It has
employed.
To be a lot harder now with people that can video chat and, you know, Skype. You
yeah, how are you still getting catfished in there?
That seems crazy.
Because now it seems like with the exposure of all this happening, people will be like, okay, I'm not trying to get catfished. I need you to get on, you know, iChat right now. Get on the video chat. Let's talk because I don't believe this.
I agree. I have nothing to say in disagreement with you. It should not be happening anymore. Right. But amazingly, people are so, I guess, lonely and desperate that they're willing, even now, with all the technology we have, to engage in a relationship for an extended period of time with someone without proof that right. they are that person.
Like, prove that you're Bow Wow. Like, remember?
Right.
Now, in reference to Cali being real, y'all were with me in Milwaukee when we met Miracle. In the club.
That's right.
Remember we was there for the V100.7 mm-hmm. anniversary party, and she had my face on a T-shirt. Right. You can't script that kind of
thing. That was crazy.
You know, I yeah, never really got into catfish. I seen it, wrong. But I thought it was fake.
Shut up.
But now I'm going to start watching it because I always thought it was fake. I was like,
No.
Really?
No, these are real stories.
You don't remember we met Miracle? She had my face on the shirt? Yes. Yeah,
and then crazy coincidence, he comes to co-host an episode with me, and the person we're trying to help is Miracle.
It's a miracle.
Wow.
Yes.
It kind of was, yeah.
Now, I saw somewhere that you said 10 years ago that you were more honest, that you wish you were more honest.
Yes, that's right.
What did you wish you were more honest about?
Oh, man. I mean, everything. I mean, I just think...
You weren't the one doing the catfishing, though.
No, I wasn't. That's true. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, how many people can say that they're completely honest with themselves and the people they love all the time?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nah.
Charlamagne, absolutely. Hands up.
Charlamagne definitely is.
Without
definitely.
Question.
Right, but I think as you get older, you become hopefully more and more honest.
Mm-hmm. I think that you're lying if you think that you're honest all the time about everything.
I am. You have to be. That's the only way. You have to have self-aware. First of all, you have to be honest with yourself in order to be honest with other people. You have to have that self-awareness.
I agree, and I think, I don't know. I would like to believe you that you are completely honest, but I can tell that what makes you charming and successful is your ability to just say, you know, things how
yeah,
they are.
Absolutely. Charming again, please.
Oh, I won't. I'm sorry.
Very charming.
He likes to get to his head.
Charlamagne.
I won't bring up a specific, but I know that's not true.
You know, my father used to always tell me, my father used to say that if you're lying, you think you're lying to other people, but you're really lying to yourself.
True.
Right.
But I think it's definitely true that the more honest someone is, the more interesting and sort of captivating they are. I mean,
right.
We all wish we could just tell the truth all the time and say how we feel. And when you see someone who's doing that, it's intoxicating. It's like, wow.
But then there would be no catfish.
Exactly. If people were more honest, there wouldn't be
willing
catfish.
I'm willing to give up my hit television series in exchange for honesty, you know, in the world. Mm-hmm. If that's the trade, I'm happy to make it.
Now, speaking of trade, you and Max, I'm asking this for the people because
okay.
I know what it is. You and Max aren't lovers.
That's right.
So.
No. Thank you for clearing that up.
Is it more?
It's amazing. You know, it's amazing. People really think that. Like, I took an Uber yesterday, and the guy
was your boyfriend.
No, and well, first of all, everyone just always asks me, "Where's Max?" Like somehow I should just we are attached at the hip.
They do that to me about this guy. Over
oh
there.
Yeah, yeah. Like, where's your friend? Where's your friend?
Charlamagne sleep right. together. They just because they sleep on the mattress together in the corner.
I've never heard
one
that.
Time,
is there a nap
one time
pad
I had
over
sex
there?
With a girl on his mattress, it was nothing.
Over there in the corner?
In the room back there.
Oh, okay.
The mattress is gone now because it was blood all over it.
He left blood on it. Yeah.
Wow.
Blood on my hand mattress. And he didn't tell me. So when I put my
hopefully
finger on
it's not Charlamagne's blood.
Left coffee on my mattress.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And he tasted it. He was like,
I did not taste it. I did
so
not
technically,
taste
the period blood catfished envy. He thought it was coffee.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely catfished me.
Wow.
But you were in the Uber.
Anyway, so I'm in the Uber, and this guy was from, I think, Guatemala or Ecuador. I can't remember. And, he's got his own like web streaming thing, and he thinks he's a celebrity. He's a sweet guy, and he's asked me lots of questions about production. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, and you know, a lot of people think you and your friend are gay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to, you know, answer? Yeah, do you want
to
clear that up?" And I was like,
"Why
do people think? Yeah, no, well, no. He so
Uber wants to know
because we got out of the cab and he got his camera out and he like did a little on the street interview with me.
No.
I know, yeah. But it's amazing to me. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you see two guys friendly with each other. Mm-hmm. People just love to gossip.
Right.
It's like, oh man, they're friends. They must be gay.
You guys kissed it, though, right?
We've never kissed.
No kidding.
And then on catfish, it's always y'all
on
in
the mouth.
One hotel.
Never on the mouth. That's the rule. He can kiss me anywhere else.
It's always y'all in one hotel room with no double beds.
We don't share a room.
I know they don't. They don't.
We
share
did
rooms.
Season one, I think, maybe once or twice, which is probably why the rumor started.
Have you ever cried during an episode of Catfish during filming?
No.
Nothing ever test you enough that you felt like
I mean, I've been very emotional.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was the most emotional one for you?
You threw that guy's phone in the river.
Well, that was right. That was very impulsive, and I got like heated.
Right.
But I think maybe the most emotional, actually, really recently, we met a girl. This episode hasn't aired yet. We just filmed it, but who was so sort of manic and intense and like a Frankenstein creation. If you were to try, if you were to take Miley Cyrus, TMZ, and let's see, something else like
World Star.
I was gonna say World Star, but she's not. She doesn't have any like
ghetto.
She's not ghetto. Miley Cyrus, TMZ, and basically have a
Miley's
love child.
Ghetto, by the way.
Is she?
Yes.
Very pretty much ghetto.
Anyway, this is a girl that's like created her entire personality and energy based on getting attention, mm-hmm. and she's so disconnected from her feelings. Yeah, and Kardashians, exactly, perfect. She doesn't think she can feel anything. She just wants attention, and she'll do whatever she has to do to get it. Mm-hmm. And she thinks she's an expert at the internet, and she's addicted to the internet, and that her whole life is like likes on Facebook and matching with hot guys on Tinder. Like that's all that matters to her.
Right.
Well, right, except they I think most people still have like a balance. They have some understanding that that's not real life. That's my social media.
That's recreational.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they still have interests and pursuits outside of that. This girl is like 100% that's all that matters in the world. And so I was really fascinated and also kind of saddened and just got really involved with her. I was just so curious to try and get inside of her head. So, I mean, and then, you know, there are other times like with that Antoine and episode with that guy in Cincinnati with the long hair.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember him and his cousin, Carmen? And she was really mean and proud that she had catfished her cousin for 3 years and broken his heart. And I was just really, I had to cut a lot out of that
scene.
Do you
know the guy you're sitting next to is actually catfishing somebody right now?
He keeps talking about this. He keeps saying it's happening.
Yep. Me and Wax are definitely catfishing a friend of ours.
You are?
Yep.
I didn't know this.
And he's very disappointed because the girl hasn't responded to him in a long time.
Does he keep reaching out?
Yes, he keeps reaching out.
He keeps reaching out.
So we're going to,
we're about to get it back.
Well, he can't say because then
the gig will be up.
You should film it.
Maybe.
He might fight you.
That's not very honest of you, Charlotte.
Do you ever worry about that, though, somebody fighting you? Or, remember
the cheaters
got stabbed?
I know.
They said that it was fake.
Really?
Yeah, they said the cheaters was fake. I don't know, but that's...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not worried, clearly, from my...
And you just ran up in that black guy's house in Milwaukee.
Well, you guys have security, I'm
Ricky.
Sure.
We have a security guard with us.
Which I didn't see, by the way.
I don't see it either.
Okay. I was like, when did that happen?
No, I know. And I always say, like, hey, if they're in the car down the street and something happens, it's not going to do us any good.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. by the time it's over...
We'll be dead.
Right. By the time they get over here... There won't be anything left to secure.
Neve's personality is catfish, by the way. When we was in Milwaukee, Neve was in the club. It was shmoney.
Charlamagne, wait, you got to set it up. You took me to a club. Because you know Milwaukee. I've never been there before.
What's the name of the club we go to? You don't remember? I don't know. Where Reggie and all them take us?
I don't remember.
But it's the
It's got a
club.
Number in it, right? Or
does it got a number?
60-something, 7, 57.
I don't know. But shout out to Heathen and all of them.
Right.
Neve was in there, shmoney dancing on stage.
That's good.
In a white T-shirt.
Yeah, why
that's
is that
true.
Not his
Rolled
character?
Up sleeves,
and all the girls are like, "Oh, he got a tramp stamp."
That's
you have
also
a tramp
true.
Stamp?
That's the greatest catfish of all.
Well, let's talk about this.
I'm secretly a trashy white girl from Florida, a college white girl from Florida.
So you have a new project that you're working.
Eight Club is the name of it. Eight Club.
Eight Club. That's what
I have. I have a lot of new projects. Yeah, one of them.
Truce.
So we did a special with MTV called Truce, mm-hmm. Hoping that we get to make more of those because I really want to sort of dive into bigger issues facing young people in America right now, like violence and politics and things like that. So hopefully you're going to do more of that. But I'm also, because of Charlamagne, I got a podcast now. Mm-hmm. That week we spent together, you inspired me to sort of start my own little radio show.
In real life?
That's right. It's called IRL. It's actually, it's just called IRL.
IRL.
But it stands for In Real Life. And it's been airing every Thursday. I've been talking a lot of catfish on there, and soon I'm going to be transitioning into just sort of more casual conversation like this. Mm-hmm. People should check it out.
They can find it where?
They can find it on iHeart.
Okay.
Or SoundCloud or iTunes, you know, wherever podcasts live.
So would you say that getting catfish is one of the best things that ever happened to you?
Without a doubt. Yeah. And that's why I think part of my message, if people ask me my message, my outgoing message on my cell phone includes advice in line of like, don't worry about screwing up or like getting taken or making mistakes, because sometimes that's the stuff that the best things come from.
Right.
Like the even though I was naive and I was sort of foolish and I got duped and it was embarrassing, like if you're ready to make something good out of it, it could be the thing that changes your life, which is why catfish are essential.
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, very, very fortunate.
Now, you also got catfish one time when you got into a fight.
That is true.
You got into
you're
a fight.
Right. No, you're right. I got fight fished or yes. something like that.
Fight fish? What the hell happened?
He posted a picture.
No. I took a photo. No, I was at
before, I'm talking about what made the story come out again.
Oh, right.
He took a picture in the elevator during the whole Ray Rice
That's
stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he was just basically saying domestic violence was wrong.
Right.
And then he got a lot of flack because...
Right, I was speaking out against domestic violence, and people did some research, because the post that I posted was like the most shared sort of viral post I've ever had. So it got a lot of attention, and then someone did some research and saw that there was a story about how when I was in college, I got into a, you know, quote, fight with a girl, which is something I've talked about and I had actually just written about in my book, so it wasn't like I was trying to hide it. But unfortunately, this story online, you know, as told by the one side, was very incorrect or inaccurate. But what had happened was I was at a party in college and I was taking photos totally sober for my party website.
Was it naked photos like before?
No, I was the one taking them.
Okay.
And I at the time was very serious about a like sort of social evening photo website. I was going to parties and events and posting them the next day. And so I was like, oh, I'll go to this big party at my school. It's always fun and crazy. People dress up. It's like it's sort of you cross dress at the party, because I went to a sort of weird liberal arts school.
And
so you had a dress
I didn't dress up. No. I was totally
so cross dressing.
No, I was regular dressing.
What school?
It's called Sarah Lawrence.
Okay.
It's great. It's a liberal arts school. Wonderful.
I went to Wesleyan.
Cool. Wow.
It could be Laura Sarant. Lawrence Sarah, too.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Story.
Okay.
Anyway, so I went to this party where everyone dresses, you know, in very little and or cross dresses. And I just went as a spectator. And apparently I was taking photos of someone that maybe didn't want to. And I can understand that. I probably shouldn't have been taking photos of everybody.
Right. I'm
but,
in here cross dressing, minding my business. It's a
right.
society.
No, I can understand that.
Trust.
I can understand that. But but in my head, I justified it like, no, I'm taking great photos and everyone will enjoy them. And I just thought it was young and dumb and I was probably being insensitive.
And
but
the person was a butch lesbian.
No, and so someone wasn't happy with it. And so they basically just out of nowhere, I get like sideswiped. My camera gets pulled down. My shirt's getting torn off and they're like trying to take me down.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking like, what do I do? I've
so
got
you
this
got
person.
Jumped at a crush
I got jumped, right. And so I turn and look and I see a sort of short, stocky person with a crew cut and a button down. And I'm like, this dude's trying to mess with me. Right. So I'm like trying to get them off and swinging at them and like, you know, making some contact. And eventually they actually get pulled off of me because I couldn't get them off myself. And A few minutes later, I discovered it was a young lady. It was a female.
Well, you got into a fight with Queen Latifah from Set It Off. It was Cleo. Okay.
And
he had no idea.
Right. I didn't know. It was dark and came at me from the side. And that's how I got catfished.
That's a perfect logical reason to get into a fight.
Perfect. You said perfect.
She didn't press charges or anything, right?
She did.
Oh, wow.
She did. She pressed charges. I got processed. And
the judge didn't understand? Did you not say
I got
judge?
No, it
look
got dismissed. The case got dismissed.
It sounds unbelievable.
The case what? Got to... Oh, you can look it up. Yeah.
It's so unbelievable.
Oh, so it got dismissed. So you weren't charged?
I was charged.
But you weren't...
Or I guess wasn't... I don't know what the terminology was. She pressed charges,
right.
But they were never...
The charges got dropped.
Charges got dropped, exactly.
Okay.
So think about Dice,
so
right?
It's not on your record.
Dice is a friend.
It's not on my record, but I got kicked out of school.
Imagine Dice and some jeans, some Tims, a T-shirt, swinging on you.
In the dark.
Or
like that little Bow Wow episode. Remember D Pimpin'?
Lambskin dildo.
Right. Mm-hmm. If D Pimpin' came up to you at a club swinging, like you'd knock her out.
Like, who this little dude?
Right. Right. Yes. I mean, you know, plus 75 pounds.
Right.
So you gotta like you gotta be concerned.
Mm.
I was concerned.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, catfish everyone.
We have a lot of very
PM.
Random and interesting things that have happened to you.
No, I know. Well, that's the thing. That's why my brother filmed me to begin with, because like I have a strange tendency to get into interesting and unusual situations, and it wasn't the first time, and it hopefully won't be the last.
What made you get the tramp stamp, though?
That's not even a good story. It was my brother got a tattoo, and I was jealous and thought I want to get a tattoo, and I don't know. When I go big, and I was like, I'm just gonna get a big tattoo. And this was like this was right before. It was right before. They can look it up if they want.
It's on your lower back.
It was right before that became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was 13 or 14 years ago, right before every college girl in Florida
college
had.
Girl need.
I know.
So this was pre-Tramp Stamp era.
This was, you could say I started
you
the trip.
You have that on butt. You saw
it?
Butt?
Yeah. You see it?
I know. It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. I call it a champ stamp, but it doesn't make it any better.
I don't know if you want this picture because he got a hairy chest in this picture.
I don't mind that. I mean,
that's not you?
I do have a very hairy chest. Oh.
How can
Are
I Google that?
Are you ashamed of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a regret. it's a daily reminder that you should think things through. Wait, I'm going to get it removed.
That's not it with the butterfly. No, that's not
No. It's not a butterfly. It's like some kind of tribally wing thing. It's not so bad. It's just like I don't know what I'm doing. Bad. It's pretty bad.
You should really flash the camera just one good time.
Oh, look! If you Google Neve Tramp Stamp, it says Neve has Tramp Stamp.
See, that's
what pops up.
It's no secret. You gotta own
it. What does it mean?
Oh, Pauly D has one too. It says here.
Oh yeah.
8 male celebrities with Tramp Stamp.
It's a Champ Stamp. He said.
It's a Champ Stamp.
What does it mean on your back?
It doesn't mean anything. It means don't be an idiot. Think things through.
We're gonna post it in the video.
It's a reminder.
Yeah, we're
gonna get it and post it in the video.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us again.
And we got a new episode tonight at 10 o'clock. Yeah. And then next Wednesday is the return of the Max.
The Silver Fox.
So I know a lot of people are excited for that. He is back, and you do not want to miss it.
I'm doing Chatfish that night, too, right?
Chatfish.
That's right. And Charlemagne will be on Chatfish with us next Wednesday, too. Yeah. So you don't want to miss that either. Right after the new episode with Max, we got Charlemagne in the studio for some more fun.
Yes.
All right. Neve. I said it right?
You said it right.
There we go. We appreciate you for joining us.
And don't worry about it. David Beckham has one also.
Yeah, well, then I'm in good company. That's right.
Good company.
My goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Breakfast Club. Good morning.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stage's podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees.
If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stage's podcast.
Subscribe to Stage's podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.